That's my experience. Usually it's those shiurim that you like prepare. You have like a whole thing to say. I've had that many times. It's whatever Hashem wants. So I'm all excited. That's why I even sent Binyamin to put on the... Oh, we're recording already. I sent Binyamin to put the title to the shiur is... What was it? How to deal with difficult people. How to deal with difficult people, right? So, do you mind getting me a sitter for a second, or a chur? Just I want the Pirkei Avos for a second. How to deal with difficult people. So, just to start off with, the fact that we're always going to be dealing with difficult people. That's just the way it works. Hashem made the world, and I'm not getting into. Thank you very much. I'm not getting into like the fact that you're actually the difficult person. Right? We're not getting into, it's all about you. Sometimes it's really dealing with difficult people, as we see with in this week's parsha. I mean, what are you going to say? Moshe Rabbeinu, it was all about him? It wasn't about him. It was about, right? We always have the characters... Dustin and Aviram, always coming in. Troublemakers, sometimes you're going to have in your life. You'll have the people at work, the people in your family, the people who you deal with. Different things. You're going to have that difficult person. You're going to have the person who's difficult to deal with. You're going to have a difficult, whatever Hashem is going to want to send to you. Someone who's difficult, someone who's annoying, someone who makes your life hard. Could you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, right? One of the first things that is incredible about Moshe Rabbeinu, I think, I have to look up, I don't have the Ramban in front of me, but it says, incredible. You see the godless of the tzaddikim, how we can learn from them. Korach comes, the first five psukim, right? What does it say? It says, Korach walks in and he's making big trouble. And Korach was a big man. Korach was a powerful person. Moshe Rabbeinu was like, okay, here we go again. This big Korach walks in, and he's making big problems. And what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk say, we could look it up, if I could bother you, from Mikros Gedolos, just to look up. I remember I saw this a while ago. It says, Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Alpanov. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Vayishma Moshe, Bamidbar, Vayishma, right, the Sefer Bamidbar, Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Alpanav. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu heard and he fell on his face. So they ask Akasha, what about Aaron? Where was Aaron? Right? Where was Aaron? Great question, right? Moshe Rabbeinu falls on his face. What about Aaron? So I think the Ramban, I think so. Classic, beautiful. These are the tzaddikim. And this, you want to know how to deal with difficult people? This is how you deal with difficult people, right? You fall on your face and you humble yourself. That's step number one. Because sometimes you want to deal with it. Sometimes you can't deal with it. Sometimes you just got to say, I remember I was once dealing with someone very difficult in my life. And I was like back and forth and you're trying to deal with it. I was just like, this person is not dealable. You can't deal with this person. It's just like, I remember in my heart, I remember where I was sitting and I remember the feeling inside I had in my heart. And I'm like, Yoni, just be quiet. Don't say a word. Just humble yourself and just, yes, okay, yeah. Like deeply. And the second I did that, I was able to transform the relationship. Now, not that the person didn't become difficult, but it was like a switch in me where it was like, stop trying to fight with the person. Sometimes the fighting isn't always on the outside. So it says, Vayipol Panov, look at, I think the Ramban says, oh, Baruch She, how do I say it? Kivanti Shezacharti. Vayipol Panov Zak, the Ramban, Velo Vayiplu. Doesn't say they both fell. Listen to the Ramban, Rabbi Whittle. Listen to this Ramban. You probably know the Ramban. He knows the Ramban. Ki arin b'moyisraya b'kedushasay le'ana davar b'cham al-gezeh v'hi k'machrish u'chemoydeh shemayilas k'ayruch k'day l'mamalas. Aaron HaKohen was like, yeah, it could be he's actually better than me. It could be he's bigger than me. Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. We spoke about this the other day. Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. It's like so ironic. I'm going to maybe tangent a little bit because you see the godless. Who is the bigger anav? Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron? L'chayra, Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chayra. Ma? Chayav. But I'm saying, when you think of Moshe and Aaron, who do you think of being more humble? Aaron. At least I could say for myself. Aaron is soft. He's sweet. He's baba. And over here you see the Ramban. That Aaron HaKohen is sitting there. Shh, quiet, quiet, quiet. Moshe Rabbeinu's, what is going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu fell down on his face saying, oy vey, what am I going to do? Sometimes people don't realize that the humility depends on who you are. It depends on who you are and what your job is. I'm not going to get into humility now. Maybe we'll get a little bit into it. It's a whole conversation and what it means for a person to be humble. Because you see, I say this all the time. Who are the humble people of Klal Yisrael? David HaMelech Hanaychi Telas V'Le'ish. I'm like a worm. David HaMelech is the humble of humble. He's the king chopping off heads, beating and killing people. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Avram Avinu, Anoichi Avram Ve'efer. All the big, big warriors are the humble. People think the humble person is the guy who walks around. No, V'hayisi Shuffle Be'enai. Humility sometimes is like we're going to see. Humility sometimes is being able to stand tall, but within, inside yourself. You see by Dustin and Aviram, what does it say by Dustin and Aviram? I was Mechavin.
How does that show that
did I make a bracha on this? I don't remember if I made a bracha.
What are you saying when
with the Ramban?
Yeah, I don't understand.
The Ramban is saying that Aaron HaKohen was so, it's a great lesson in how to deal sometimes with someone who is arrogant, someone who's like that. Aaron HaKohen said, maybe he's taka better than me, and he humbled.
Pull on his face.
Yeah, I mean, because Vayipol is more like oy Rabbeinu Shalom,
Vayipol was the mid of humility.
Right. No. He didn't fall because it was like he's moide. Moshe Rabbeinu was like, oh gosh, oh my gosh. He's like, yeah. He's like, right. I don't know Vayish, but whatever. Right. Meaning he was Aaron was loyal. He like I'm not doing anything. He was like, I'm not doing anything. Maybe he's right. The first lesson when you're dealing with a difficult person, the first lesson is so hard. It's very hard when you're dealing with a difficult person, especially if it's your mother, especially if it's your father, especially if it's your spouse, especially if it's with your child. The closer they are to you, the more difficult it is going to be to do what I'm going to say. The closer they are to you, and the more you're right and they're wrong, put those two together. Put the closest person to you, you're right, and they are wrong. You are right, and they are wrong. And to go ahead and to be quiet and to humble yourself and to say, okay, yes, not to be taken advantage of, which we'll talk about in a second, and to be humble and to say, okay, it's okay. It's okay. You can go in front of me, talk nicer, talk softer, to be machnia, which is interesting because you see Moshe and Aaron had different avenues of dealing with Korach. You see, it's different. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, this is what I'm talking about, humility, had a responsibility for Klal Yisrael. He had a responsibility. He didn't care. You think Moshe Rabbeinu cared? Moshe Rabbeinu cared? You want to take the kahuna? Take the kahuna. You want to be the leader? Take the leader. Leadership. The leadership is not for me. The leadership is not for me. Ehoivis ha-malacha usnas ha-rabanas. Ehoivis ha-malacha. Ehoivis ha-malacha. Is it the... Korach is the opposite of that. Korach is position. Leadership is not the position. It's not about a position. It's about who am I? What am I doing? Am I working hard? Am I doing what's right? Am I acting what's right? The ego person, it's a line that I looked up that I love. I have this, I have it on my phone. Right? How does it go? Here it is. The truth is like a lion. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose and it will defend itself. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to say anything. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. What a beautiful Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, where is it? I wrote it down. The Mishnah says, Hey Chaf. Hey Perek Hey. Mishnah either Yud Zayin or Chaf. Kol Machloika Shi L'Shem Shemayim Soif L'Skayim. V'She'en L'Shem Shemayim Ein Soif L'Skayim. Ezui Machloika Shi L'Shem Shemayim Zu Machloika Shil V'Shamayim. Right, you know the Mishnah? So what does the Mishnah say? If it's a machlokes l'shem shamayim, it will endure. Hillel and Shammai, we're still arguing Hillel and Shammai. We're still talking about Hillel and Shammai. And a machlokes that's not l'shem shamayim, what do we say? V'yashenu l'shem shamayim? What is it? Zu machlokes koirach b'chol adasai. So near the kasha they all ask, right? What's the kasha they ask? It should say, the machlokes between koirach and Moshe Rabbeinu. No, because there was no machlokes with koirach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Because one was a lie. Sheker doesn't... When someone has ego, when someone is being obnoxious to you, when someone's wrong, you don't have to say anything. The truth will stand. The ego person has to say, has to talk, has to be strong, has to be, difficult. If you're quiet, people think, the one who is quiet ends up losing. The one who's quiet ends up losing. It's not true. The one who is connected to the truth will win. The one who's connected to the lie will lose. It's not how loud you are. It's not how loud you are. It's how you're connected to the MS. You're connected to the truth. You're connected to the truth. It's not about my ego. It's not about me. The pasuk in Mishlei says, beautiful pasuk, Svas MS Tikon La'ad, famous pasuk we know. MS stands forever. Va'ad argia lashon. Or Vad Argia, I have to look up the pasuk in Mishlei, Yud Beis 19. Vad Argia Lashon Sheker. Rega Sheker. You want Sheker? You want Sheker? You want to win the argument? Raise your voice and win the argument and be obnoxious to the person. Cut the person off. As I've said many times, in driving, for sure in Eretz Yisrael, driving anywhere, but for sure in Eretz Yisrael, I hope I'm allowed to say that, but I think it's fine. Driving anywhere. You could just drive slowly, drive quietly, to be a quiet person, to be a humble person. People think that nowadays, people think, I think more. People think like, so I'm going to finish last, right? The squeaky wheel gets the most attention. Don't be so loud. It's okay. You don't have to be so loud. You don't have to make so much noise. Are you connected to the MS? If you're connected to the MS in any relationship, and what is the MS? The MS is for a person to learn to swallow their pride and to say, I'm sorry. What do you mean? Why am I saying I'm sorry? You're wrong. That's the MS. People say, the MS. As I've said many times, the second you're screaming and you're raising your voice, you're already wrong. Sorry, you're already wrong. The second you're angry, you're already wrong. The second you feel your anger building up, you're already wrong. The second you're putting someone down, you're already wrong. Oh, but my mother says this, or my father says this, or my spouse says this, and wait till your kids, wait till that, imagine that, right? Well, your kids, think about it this way, well, my kid, I'm going to be humble to my son, be humble to my daughter, I'm going to apologize. You know what the greatest feeling in the world is, at least for me, one of the two greatest feelings I have in the world. I know it might sound like this guy is crazy. Is apologizing to my wife and apologizing to my children. It's one of the best feelings in the world. It's one of the hardest feelings in the world. It's one of the humbling feelings in the world. But to apologize, not just to my wife, to my kid. For sure also with my wife and my children. To to apologize and to really apologize and say, you know what, maybe I didn't do something right. Maybe I didn't treat you right. Maybe I didn't do. That's the whole thing. Look at these wackos. The same thing happened with Saddam Hussein. Look at this guy, whatever his name is, Khomeini. The guy's done. His whole entire career, he's done. His whole nation, his everything is wild. Why? For one thing. One thing. Gaiva. Ego. How many people destroy marriages? How many people destroy families? How many people, as Rashi says, Sanoi amachleikas is worse than anything. Tav v'nashim, Hashem yirachem. Why, what's the child? It's all ego. It's all that I'm right. And maybe you are right. Maybe you are right. You missed the whole point. You missed the whole entire point. But I'm right. Lubavitch is wrong. Reb Shach is wrong. Breslov is wrong. This yeshiva is wrong. This Rebbe is wrong. Okay, so you hate the whole world and you're right? You hate the whole world and you're right? Oh. Azus. I'm going to throw rocks at everybody. I'm not even judging people who throw rocks. Halavai, we should care so much about Shabbos that we would have to, as Reb Shteyman said, scream to yourself. Scream inside of yourself. Throw rocks at yourself about Shabbos. Throw rocks at yourself. What are you throwing rocks at somebody else? And I'm not judging people. I'm not judging people who do that. I'm not judging anyone. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? But what happens is the second a person is, we get taken over. You get taken over. You see Koirach. And what happened? The whole ground swallowed. They say there's a beautiful shot. Crepe shot I heard once. It says, I got to get the Mar Malkum. I haven't seen this probably in 20 years. Maybe less. It says, the Rishoyim, afilu al pischan shel gehenim, right? They don't do tshuva. Something like that. The Rishoyim, even on the entrance of gehenim, they don't do tshuva. Korach. They say Korach. What was the problem? Korach says, it can't be. Shmuel Anavi comes from me. Can't be. He didn't chap that his children are going to do tshuva. He messed up. That's what he didn't chap. He made a wrong cheshbon. So he said, what does that mean? Rishoyim afilu al pischan shel gehenim. They won't do tshuva. The guy, hello, you're going to gehenim. They paskind on you. You're going to gehenim. So I saw a pshat once many years ago. Beautiful pshat. He says, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about people who think they're big tzaddikim. And they think they're mamish. They think they're mamish, the righteous people. And they think they're mamish doing everything l'shem shemayim. Koirach. They think they're doing everything l'shem shemayim. Oh, you're on the Pesach of Gehenim. You're going to Gehenim. Why don't you do tshuva? So the guy thinks that I'm going to Gehenim to be makariv all the yidden in Gehenim. So even on the Pesach of Gehenim, he can't do tshuva. Why? Because, I'm Azus. I have my Azus that I'm right. Yes, your mother's wrong. Yes, your father's wrong. Yes, your Rebbe's wrong. Yes, your son is wrong. Yes, your sister's wrong. Yes, your roommate is wrong. Everybody's wrong. But you know what? I am sorry. I'm apologizing. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to have a relationship with you, Tati. I want to have a relationship with my father. And in order for me to have a relationship with my father, I need to learn to maybe listen to my father more. Oh, but it's not supposed to be that way. I'm the child, and my father is supposed to be there for me. My mother is supposed to be there for me. Go to therapy. I agree. Codependence. I agree. There are books about it. Welcome to humanity. You're going to do the same to your kids. I know that sounds negative, but it's true. Your kids aren't going to have tainas on you. They will have tainas on you. Hopefully you'll be better. Hopefully your father was better. Hopefully your mother was better. Hopefully you're all going to be better. But when you live in the world, when we live in the world of I'm right and I'm going to lose my relationship with this person. How many people don't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the same exact thing. And we're not blaming anyone. I'm not chas v'shalom. We don't judge anyone. How many people don't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're right and he's wrong? Hashem, I'm right and you're wrong. Okay. So you be right. You be right and Hashem will be wrong. But I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be close to you. When I put on tefillin, that makes me close with you. When I keep Shabbos, that makes me close with you. And I wish I could heal. And I hope I could heal. And I wish I could be closer to you. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. If it's true, if it's emes, that you are nice to your father, you're nice to your wife, you're nice to your mother, you're nice. You call up and you say good Shabbos. You're nice to your siblings. You're waiting for your siblings to reach out to you. You're waiting for your mother. You're waiting for your father. You're waiting for somebody to reach out to you to make things good. Okay, I have a few more things and then I probably need some question comments. We could go off the mic for the question comments. I wrote six things over here that I think are important when you're dealing with someone who's difficult. Six things I have. Number one, no anger. No anger, you can't get angry. You can't get angry. You can't get angry. The person can yell and scream. The person, if you're angry, you're out, you're done. You're gonna fight anger with anger. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. That's number one. It's hard. It's very hard. First step is you have to.
You're saying control your anger or not even?
No, whatever. Yeah. Don't show anger. Inside, what's going on? Anger. Masil Sharm says that's me. He's mishabeach someone who doesn't show anger. And he says, Vial, even above that, and even though in the other edition, he doesn't even say that, but that's not for now. It's for Masil Sharm Shir. He doesn't even bring Hillel Hazake. In the regular Masil Sharm, he brings to be that you don't even feel the anger. But by us, don't show any anger. Inside, you could be angry, but don't show any anger. And that's number one. Thank you for the question, Reb Simcha Rabba. Number two, and this is a hard one, just remember, when you see that guy or that person, that person is suffering a lot. Not, you don't have to have empathy. We're not on the madrig of empathy. But just realize, a difficult person is difficult in their own life. You think they're difficult with you. Whenever you see someone screaming at you, imagine what they're doing to themselves and to everybody else. So that's number two. They're in more pain than you are. If you could actually think about that, they're suffering much more than you. Again, I'm not going to be that you have to do anything and give them a hug and a kiss. That's a very high madriga. I'm saying they're suffering much more than you can imagine. So number one, don't show any anger to them. Number two, they're suffering much more than you think they are. Number three, sometimes you can't deal with them, and you have to just accept the fact that you can't deal with them. That's very important. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes people are just irrational. They're difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu, what's incredible about Moshe Rabbeinu is he walked to them. He went to their camp, godless, the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. He went, Rashi even brings, the Pasuk says, that Vayetze, what does it say? Dasar Aviram Nitzavim, right? Mamish, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was probably walking, davening, let me see the good, this. And they walk out of their tents. They're walking out like, yo, let's go, buddy. What's doing? I mean, mamish, oilam hafach, the exact opposite. Why don't you check yourself? Sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to say, this person is actually, I can't deal with this person. It's harder when it's your wife. It's harder when it's your father, when your mother, when it's someone very close to you. It's harder. It's harder just to walk away. But you have to put that in the cards to. As Chazal say, when a person's in their anger, when a person's in their element, sometimes you can't deal with them. You can't deal with them. Sometimes you have to walk away and wait for another time. Or if a person really hates you or has anger towards you, whatever, sometimes you have to just not deal with them. I'm not talking about passive aggressive. Just don't deal with them. I can't deal with this. This guy's a crazy guy. What am I supposed to do? Number four, Binyamin, you're going to like this one. I think everyone's going to like this. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. Make sure you are okay and have somebody else who is there for you. Lean on somebody else. Lean on somebody else. If you accept the fact that you can't deal with this person, have somebody else. Protect yourself. Make sure that you're okay. Make sure that you're okay. Because what happens is when you're alone, sometimes you'll like, you'll go a little bit crazy. You need somebody to lean on. Number five, this is a very, very high madriga, but I think it's something. You daven. You have to daven to Hashem to help me with that relationship. Daven to Hashem. Hashem, I want to be close with my father. I want to be close with my mother. I want to be close. Rabbanu Shalom, I want to heal. I want to be close with my wife. People, you know, I have to remember who's here. Shalom Bias, remind me. I'm going to make a note for myself. I don't talk about that enough in the Shalom Bias. You have to daven to have a great relationship with your wife. You have to daven. You have to beg Hashem. I want to be a great husband. And you can daven for your wife also. I want my wife to be a great wife. That's good. That's a good one. You can daven. Daven. I want to have a great relationship with my children. Daven, 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 daven. Daven, I want to love my children more. I want my children to love me more. You'll see, Amir Tashem, when you get older and older and older, you develop a deeper relationship with your children. A deeper relationship. You want to be close with your children. Close with your children. That they can run to you, not away from you. That they feel close with you. No matter who they are, no matter what they're going through, no matter what level you think they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to be, that you mamish to daven for them, to daven, to daven, to daven, to daven for them. Daven for you to be with them. Daven for that relationship. Daven, you have a terrible relationship. Daven, daven. Sometimes Hashem will say no, so he'll say no. So he'll say no. That's his business. That's not your business. His business is his business. But to daven, I'm going to have a great relationship with my father. I'm going to have a great... Take someone in your life who you never thought you'd ever... You can go to all the therapy in the world. We love therapy. We love therapy. I'm not at all saying you can go to therapy all... I've seen guys go to therapy and go to therapy and you got to work through your relationship with your parents and relationship with your siblings and relationship. You don't daven for it. You don't daven for it. You don't daven for it. Davening could be the game changer. Pray to Hashem. I want to be close with my mother. I want to be close with my father. I want to be close with my family. I want to be close with my siblings. I want to be close with my wife. To daven, it could be the Iker Tefillah that you daven for. Iker Tefillah. I mamish want to heal so I could feel close. Oh, and we'll end off with this and then we'll go to questions. I know there are going to be a lot of questions probably. And the last thing is, as we see this mamash over here, is that it's scary that that the moment, it's those little moments. It's in the moment. That's the pasuk. Vad argia, I saw the lashon is, the lashon of vad argia. What's the pasuk? The pasuk, you can look it up. It's in Mishle. It's in Mishle, Chaf Beis. Yud Tes. It says, Sfasem es tikun la'ad, lies, lips of truth are forever. I think it's Vad argia lashon sheker. A lying tongue is for a moment. Argia is melashon rega. Rega. In the moment. That's the hardest thing in the world. I know when I'm driving, that's when I get like, I have to remind myself when I'm driving to Yerushalayim, when I'm driving, I'm like, I'll sit in the right lane like an old lady. And go like 45 miles per hour. And I'll sit there. My kids sometimes go crazy on me. Like, Tati, you're driving like such a slowpoke. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. I sit there like I'm like, you know, like I'm like whatever. You know what I'm saying? I sit there like I'm like in the right lane. Right? Oh, that was on video. Sorry. I sit there that I'm on, you know, smoking a cigarette. I sit there that I'm in the right lane. You got that? I sit there like I'm in the right lane. Right, 9-5, what do they say? 9-5. Right, you sit there like I'm sitting there like that, and I'm out, why? Because I just want to chill while I'm driving. I don't want to get upset. You want to pass me, you want to beat me, you want to flash me, you want to this. Why? Because in that moment, when I'm going through, especially the machsom, when I'm going through the machsom, it's nice and quiet, and people are cutting through like you'd think, like they're giving out like, you know, millions of dollars. Like cutting through and this and blah, blah, blah. Like they're doing a whole espionage, you know, military, whatever it's called. what do they call it? They're doing a tafkid, pekida, tafkid. They're doing like a mission. A mission, relax, relax, everybody, chill out. Relax, relax. So I bedafka, stay over there. Why? Because in that moment, that's when all H-E-L-L can break loose. When you call your parents, when you call that person who bothers you, in that moment, when you go home, Emir Tashem, you'll know this when you get married. When you get married, when you walk into the home, that's like life and death walking into the house. Mamish. Mamish. See, the married guys are smiling. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's in that moment. When you go home, before you walk in, that's when you have to daven. That one moment, you walk in, it's like, whatever you're going to expect, it's not going to be, I promise. Maybe once in a lifetime, a few times in a lifetime. You walk in, and it's not what you think, then you're done. That moment, when you call your mother, at that moment, you call your father, that moment, you call your wife, that moment, I'm not going to get upset, I'm just going to listen. Okay, your turn. Everybody go, go, let me hear. Should we turn it off? We can turn it off. Let's say you will pause it afterwards, yeah. Right? But remember, 31 minutes. If it's not so bad, you'll send the whole thing out. Otherwise, yeah. Yeah, let me hear. Yeah, Binyamin?
To me, it sounds just a lot of like, it's not how to deal with them, it's more of how to avoid them. It's just like, okay, just be quiet and not.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
It's building up.
When is a difficult person they're trying to deal with?
So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he do? He dealt with it. He dealt with it. He dealt. He didn't avoid it. He didn't avoid it. No. He didn't. Look at the parasha. He didn't avoid it. He dealt with it. He had a conversation. You can have a conversation, but cool and collective. No agenda. I have confidence. Honesty doesn't have to defend itself. The truth doesn't have to defend itself. I don't have to defend the truth. The truth will defend itself. So I don't have to avoid it. I could deal. I could be there. I could say, you know, I don't, this, you know, whatever, whatever.
Saying anything is trying to defend itself.
No, again, if it's all in your attitude and what you're trying to do. If I'm trying to be right, I'm trying to prove to the other person, I'm trying to get over the other person. But if I know that the right thing for me to do is to talk calmly, to talk nicely, you can have a conversation with somebody who hurt you or did something, but you have a nice conversation. I'm not judging you. I know you're going through pain. You don't have to say those words. But it's all within yourself, where you are with yourself. If you're okay, the truth will defend itself. I think that's very key. Thank you, Binyamin, for bringing that out. It's not about... Thank you, Binyamin. Yeah, thank you, Binyamin. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. No, it's very important to say. Sometimes you'll realize that, okay, there's nothing I could do, and you just swallow, and you're just like, okay, yes, 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 yes. But Moshe Rabbeinu dealt very much. He went to their camp. He walked over to them. He had conversations with them. Can we talk about this? I guarantee you, who am I to guarantee? But I'm saying, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't angry. He didn't yell at anybody. He wasn't putting anyone down. Aaron HaKohen himself is like, I don't know, Kairach's a big tzaddik. What did they say? Kairach's a big tzaddik. Let Hashem be the judge. What's the big deal? Let Hashem be the judge. I have nothing to worry about. When you find yourself boiling up inside, so that could be, like I said, if you have to protect yourself. If you can't handle it, then maybe you can't go there. Correct. If you're going to get all riled up and you're going to get all heated up and you're not going to say the right thing, then maybe an achrami. Maybe an achrami. Maybe don't go there at that time. Maybe you're right, but you have to know yourself. But it doesn't mean that I just have to be... What happens a lot of times when we talk about these things, people say, oh, so I just have to take the abuse and someone's going to just abuse me. So I'm saying, no, not like that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just do that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, we got to deal with the situation. Let Hashem be the judge. I'm not worried. He's davening. Before he even finished davening, he was right. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew he's right. When you know you're right, I don't have to say that I'm right. If you know you're right, you could say, you could, right? When you're playing, right, you guys, I don't know, Texas Hold'em? What's the big game over here? Poker? Guys play Texas Hold'em? Poker? They don't know. Yeah, you play Texas Hold'em? Poker. If you have a great hand, you're chilling. You're going like this. You're sitting back. You're chewing on the chips. Everyone's saying, oh, bah, 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 talking, bah, yeah, I'm going to beat you. 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 David and Goliath, right? I'm going to beat you. I'm the big man. I'm the big man. He's just sitting there, right? Just sitting there like that. I'll put this off for a second. Eschatoy ani maskir. I'll tell you afterwards. My life is musrat, so I can't. Lo mishaneh, right? I'll tell you afterwards. But there's a... Imagine a guy who's a karate, right? Right? The guys who relax, the guys who know how they can beat up everybody and they can whack, right? It's only the black belt Bruce Lee karate guys never get into fights. Why not? Because they don't need to get into fights. They don't have to do anything because they know the truth. If I know the truth, if I know it's okay, so I can go over and say, yes, I love you, it's okay, I love you, we're all good, we're all good, we're all good, yes, great, you want to be right, you want to be the one who thinks everything is right, you want to be the one who's talking during the whole meal, and you're talking, and I'm like, sure, no problem. Now, if you don't like that, you can move away from those people. You can move away from those people. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what it says, Korach v'Adasai. Korach v'Adasai, Ezeu Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim is not even Korach and Moshe, because it's nothing. It's not Mekayim. It withers away. It withers away. When you're dovek to the truth, when you're dovek to talking nicely, when you don't speak Lashon Hara, when you're loving, yeah, and it doesn't always happen in the moment. It might take a couple months. It might take a couple years. It might take a while till you see the truth come out. You don't have to worry about it. You have to worry about it. MS Tikkun La'ad. MS will stand forever and ever. You don't have to force it. You have to force it. What?
I shouldn't fight for the MS of
Rasha. Oh, so you're talking about in Torah?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You have to. It's very easy to say yes, because people could say L'shem Shemayim, Torah. Very easy to pull the Torah L'Shem Shemayim card. It's very easy. That's what Korach did. L'Shem Shemayim! I just want to get Pshat and Taisis. That's why I'm yelling at you. That's why I'm screaming. Check yourself. I'm not saying it's not true, but check yourself. Don't be so confident in your L'Shem Shemayim. Whenever you think you're L'Shem Shemayim, don't think you're still L'Shem Shemayim. If you're sure that you're L'Shem Shemayim, don't be so sure you're L'Shem Shemayim. If you're not so sure that you're L'Shem Shemayim, then maybe you're L'Shem Shemayim. Korach was ganz sure that he was L'Shem Shemayim. He knew it till the fact that he couldn't even imagine when the mamash, that chazal, the pischan shel gehenim, he's still saying, oh, the guys, the real L'Shem Shemayim guys, no matter what you're going to do, they'll jump. You could beat them down. You could beat them down because I'm L'Shem Shemayim. Don't be so sure you're L'Shem Shemayim. That's all I'm saying. That's my Eitzah for that. Don't be so sure.
Then I shouldn't.
What?
Then I shouldn't fight over.
That's not what I said. I said don't be so sure that it's L'Shem Shemayim just because a person thinks he's L'Shem Shemayim. Just because I think I'm just doing a kepshat, maybe there is an ego involved. Yeah, good. Seder. I'm not. We're all working towards it. All I'm saying to label is that yes. Label, you're for sure the L'Shem Shemayim. Label for sure the Shem Shemayim. I'm talking about. I'm talking about honestly. It's good. It's good to have that kasha. I like that kasha. I like that question to ask yourself. Is it maybe I'm being overly l'shem shemayim? You have to be careful with that. Where is it coming from? Yeah, Zach.
So, if your Yiddishkeit is the truth and you're confident in it, then there's no need to force it.
Exactly. Very good, Zach. Very good. If a person, very nice. If a person, and I've seen this many times with people, when a person knows that he is his, when someone like, it's a good example. Zach has sat here for 2 years straight with a notebook. Mir Tashem will sit here for when he comes back as well. You sit here with a notebook and you listen. Hey, this, you, it's clear that you're being true to yourself. When you're being true to yourself and with Hashem, you don't have to worry about all the noise that's going on outside. You only worry about all the noise that's going outside when you yourself are not so sure what's going on. And you need to make sure this, and you need to make sure that. Yeah, well said. Well said, Zach. Yeah, Zev, Rib Zev. It's already 6:35. Yeah, the Ramban says, yeah.
What should he, the whole Masquake is against Moshe, and Moshe took everything from himself and appointed his brother.
Yeah.
So what was it until he was attacking him? He wasn't even attacking
Moshe. Aaron, okay. Right. Good. You have to see the Mefarshim. See the Mefarshim. You have to understand the Ramban says that. Ramban says that. You have to see the Mefarshim.
Yeah.
My question was already... My question that I had was already sort of answered, but I was thinking back to you saying about davening to Hashem about your relationship with you.
Yeah.
I had this quote in my phone from Rabbi Kalish that says,
yeah,
prayer is Hashem saying that we have a say.
Prayer is
Hashem saying that we have a
say. Right, we have a say, yeah. And right, we have a say. Beautiful.
There's a concept.
It's true.
There's a concept in recovery called the four absolutes. I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's four questions you ask.
Right.
Is it right or wrong? Is it true or false? How will it affect another fellow? Is it ugly or beautiful?
Nice. I like those last two. I mean, I like them all. But just on the prayer has a say means I have a say. And on the ugly, beautiful, and how what was the one before that?
How will it affect another fellow?
How it affects somebody else is that I think that when you really dig deep within yourself, and it's hard. It's very, very hard. Very, very hard. It's hard to deal with difficult people. It's very difficult to deal with difficult people. And Hashem is gonna throw you difficult people to deal with, or through you difficult people to deal with. That's the way Hashem made the world, for whatever reason. And when we learn not to be in the moment, when we learn to humble ourselves as much as we can, we learn to do what's right. Be'enei Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem, be'enei Adam, and with other people, we act a certain way, you can't lose. You're not going to lose, okay? Shkoich, everybody. Hashem should help us all. Let's do a little purity of speech. Hilchos Lashon Hara. You want to read it, Shlaim?
Day 54. Did we already say yesterday's or?
Well, what is that?
Forbidden to talk to. Forbidden to talk Lashon Hara about a Jew or a non-Jew.
I don't remember.
So just say it. Day 54, forbidden to talk to. It is forbidden to talk Lashon Hara about a Jew to a non-Jew. The danger of saying Lashon Hara to a non-Jew is much worse. Why? Because a Jew has to be dan l'kaf schos. Meanwhile, the non-Jew doesn't. Therefore, he'll automatically believe your words as fact.
Beautiful. Thank you. I want to end off with one line that I had over here. Truth can withstand scrutiny. Lies demand obedience. So truth can, so somebody who you have to be obedient to, you have to be careful with that. Truth can withstand scrutiny. So if it's true, it's okay. It can handle it. It can handle it. The lies are what need to become Baligaiva. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody. Have a wonderful first day of your life.